We need to let the celebration begin, girls. This turned out to be quite an amazing day. I'm not going to take up much time. I know your backsides are probably tired of setting, and you've listened to some of the most magnificent witnessing and talk. And we've been blessed to have Jackie with us. And I thank each one of you for being with us today and for sharing this day with us. And truly, I want to say, let's let this celebration begin. You know, every day, today is the first day of the rest of our lives. So, with the past being, is that true?
It's a song, yeah.
So, with the past being behind us and all the burdens that we've dealt with and we brought with us today, let's just be renewed in our faith and know that we have new beginnings. We're going to be the best versions of ourselves. This is our season. This is a new season. Every day is the beginning of the first day of our lives. And many times, including myself, if I didn't tell my prayer partners, I couldn't make it. We need to be reminded of that. Every day is the first day of the rest of our lives. And the Lord wants our yes. We heard that today. He has an agape kind of love for us that's unconditional. We come from brokenness. We come from heartaches. We come from dissension. We come from families that we've brought with us generational curses. Not too long ago, the Lord spoke to me about when we were born, we took with us generations and curses the day we were born. Came through our family ancestry, came through history, and it's a given. Now, today we're more aware of that. Through the years, I was not aware of that until my deliverance ministry. But I want to say that each one of us can break that in our families. It does not have to go another day. We are powerful in our prayers. And we see that the devil does come, the adversary does come to steal, kill, rob, and destroy. He's robbing us of our peace and our joy that is not of the Lord. The Lord is contentment. He is love. He is all about love. And he wants us to exude that love and accept that love. He loves us unconditionally. Many times I've said to people that I prayed with, your two are on you. Jesus doesn't see us that way. He overlooks all of that. He forgives us. And forgiveness is really a very important part of our lives. We must forgive in order for the Lord to forgive us. So, everything that we brought with us, everything's from the past, everything yesterday, you have to have that stiff neck. You can't even look back there. We're going in a new direction. We have a new focus, a new beginning, and we're going to be the best version of ourselves. And along the way, I would like to encourage you to, if you have not, incorporate fasting into your routines. I'm not saying you have to do it every day, but I am telling you that there is power. There's many answers that come through fasting. If we're facing difficult situations, if we're seeking the Lord for particular direction. Last year, Father Beke started a 40-day fast, and it's not always answered during that time period. We just finished another 40-day fast. I still don't have my answer. But I'm believing, and I'm thanking the Lord in advance that it is done, and it's coming. It is done in the name of Jesus. So I don't care if we have to fast another 20, 30 times. It'll happen if we believe, if we trust the Lord, because when he says it, it's going to happen. Many times, Martina is my prayer partner, and I'll say, Martina, I think he's calling us to a fast, and she'll say, yeah. Or she'll say to me, Tina, Lord's calling me to a fast. And it's not a matter, as far as I'm concerned, as giving up food, You know, it's a matter of being obedient to that call. It's a matter of, if you like coffee, drink one cup today instead of a pot. It's a matter of, you know, going to Mass more frequently. Giving yourself to the Lord, opening up, trusting Him and believing. You know, in Acts of the Apostles and the day of Pentecost, the Lord was baptized in the Spirit, and His gifts began to flow in His healing ministry. And that's what happened to us. That's what happened today. And because we think that we're not getting anything out of it, I can tell you in time, it'll just show up and you'll say, oh my gosh, I didn't realize I had that gift. I didn't realize, you know, I must have got that at that woman's retreat. We've had, Kay will tell you stories. She's had prayer meetings for 35 years, repeated Life in the Spirit seminars every year. They'll go home and the guys are speaking in tongues and they enjoy any of those meetings. So, you know, big things happen with the Lord. We've got to get Him out of the box. We've got to know that He is, He's a provider. He's our healer. He's our consoler. You know, Jesus is where it's all about. And in Matthew 6:18, it says, so that it will not be obvious to men that you're fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Fasting puts you in the presence of the Lord. It puts you in that holy place. It gives you a sense, a new kind of sense, particularly for myself, of discipline. Well, I am seeking the Lord. I am seeking what He has for me in my life. Every day when I wake up, and I encourage you that we've learned today, say, Lord, I surrender to you today. I give my life to you today. How can you use me today? I always say, send me out there, Lord. I want to go. I want to do it. Okay, he says, you are doing it. Well, I don't believe I'm doing it. I want to do more. And so I want to be committed, and we can be committed through fasting and through prayer, constant, consistent, honest to God prayer. Many of you know Martina has prayer group in Wheeling. Anytime you need prayer, call up over there. Jackie's full of prayer intercessors over there in Columbus. Kay, Irene, Bob, and I meet every Tuesday evening. We have intercessory prayer. We send for prayers all around the world, and we're receiving prayer requests all around the world. So many times we fast, and we have to know that we have to be covered because the devil doesn't like prayer meetings or prayer groups. So fasting is a good way to overcome that. If you're in a serious decision-making process, take on a fast. Fast for our children. Fast for our nations. You know, and believe that it's done. The Lord will speak. He will answer. And we heard today it's a very subtle kind of thing when you hear it. You just know because you know because you know. Your gift. The Lord's stuff. It's powerful. I want to touch on the adversary, and I want you to know that through all of these kinds of assemblies and conferences that we go to, that he comes to confuse us and to plant little seeds that, you know what, you really didn't get anything out of that day. And as Mary said, she'd walk into church and she'd say, I'm not any good. Well, we are. We've made headway. We've made major breakthroughs in our life, and we can't stop here. Each one of us has an obligation to take it into the world, and we have to go do it. Martina's prayer group started out in small numbers, and they tell me she's grown leaps and bounds. And I believe before it's over, she'll add on that room that she talked about. Kay's Life in the Spirit seminar started out small. I'm sure it did then when they first began. And she's been all over to Notre Dame and everywhere through 35 years to learn. But we have to make that commitment. We have to make a commitment. We will make a difference in the world. And I'm very simple in my speaking and in my messages. But you know what? I know that the Lord uses me in other ways. and however he can use me, you know, just like Karen in the music ministry. I mean, God bless her. Everyone has a ministry. Just allow it to come forth. Allow it to explode. Take it into the world. Discipline yourselves. Step beyond that comfort zone. We've had some wonderful opportunities these last couple years to work with the students at St. John's. These young adults have grown leaps and bounds through seminars and Life in the Spirits and retreats and Antioch weekends. And, you know, Victoria's here with us today, and they're the most wonderful young adults. And they're really, really putting forth the effort. Kay and I had an opportunity last couple weeks when RCI 8 was going on. Father Fred had lent for the teens, and he was going to have a session of baptizing the teens or having them pray for each other. And so Kay and I were invited to this couple's house to pray with the adults. And I'm thinking, oh, Lord, we think that looks like telling something wrong. Of course, we took information, and we shared with them. We handed out the pamphlets of the rosary and all the mysteries. I had a friend came from Medjugorje, and I had to bring me 20 pair of rosaries. Don't ask me why. The Lord says, do it, I do it. I took 10 pair of rosaries with me that night from Medjugorje. And I had two booklets or pamphlets on the mysteries. Those adults did not know how to say the rosary. They were so happy to get it. And I promised that I would put more of the mysteries. And when we were invited back the other evening for Mass, here was two more folks, two more women that got the pamphlets. So now they're learning the rosary and the mysteries. I mean, to me, that was a beautiful experience for those people all of a sudden. Because I have a wonderful devotion to the Blessed Mother, and I say the rosary probably sometimes 10, 12 times a day. It's in my car, it's in my hands. It's all night long. But anyhow, so those kinds of things allow us to become the best version of ourselves. We have to become rooted in Christ. There's trials, there's tribulations. The devil's trying to get through our children through drugs, alcohol, broken relationships, you name it. But you know what? The devil's a liar. And I challenge every one of you to go out there and prove that he's that liar, because through prayer, you can change your children's lives. My son's not where he's supposed to be today, but he believes, and I plead the blood of Jesus on Mark, on Amy, on Grant and Mason every day, and I can tell you that they have come a long way in our personal relationship. And if you plead the blood of Jesus on your children, call them by name, it's going to make a difference. You'll see a big change. Every day, plead the blood of Jesus on that situation. Plead the blood of Jesus on Tom. Plead the blood of Jesus on whatever. Mm-hmm. It's powerful. So, I'm going to end up by, you know, just saying, this is our season, ladies. Leave the past behind. Let's move on. Let's celebrate what we learned today. The talks today were just magnificent, and I thank all of you. I think it's probably the best retreat we've ever had.
And so too.
I'm proud of all the growth in all of my sisters. I'm proud of you, girl. That really is.